1270.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. This week on our Living Better segment with Dr. Annette Childs, we're talking forgiveness today, just a part of the healing process in her therapy.
Nice to have you back again, Dr. Childs.
Thanks.
So forgiveness. Now, it's a common theme when it comes to healing our past, but even though it is common, it seems to be misunderstood. Why is that?
It's really the cornerstone of any healthy relationship, but I do think it's really a misunderstood concept. I think many times, especially in our Western culture, forgiveness is thought of as weakness more than anything else.
Yeah, because if you forgive, it seems like then you think it's forgotten.
Right. Yeah. And forgiving and forgetting, there's that saying, you can forgive, but you won't forget, which probably is really kind of a misnomer, because forgiveness is not just a mental act. I don't think it does us a whole lot of good to say, I forgive you, and then continue to harbor resentment, to speak unkind words, to wish someone unwell. You may be speaking forgiveness, but you're not living it.
Yeah, because even if you don't forget it, you're not going to forget the pain. You're not going to forget the emotions that you had because of it. So, yeah. So how do we begin to forgive, though?
It's a very tough concept. And usually if we have something to forgive, obviously we have been erred. We've been hurt. And if that has happened, usually something unacceptable has happened to us. How do we begin to make peace with that? That usually is not an instantaneous thing. In my 20 years of being a psychotherapist, when I begin to work towards forgiveness with someone, I will usually tell them from the outset, it's a long journey and it's a process.
It can be pretty painful too, can it?
It can be very painful, and usually it's very humbling. Many times the way that we get to forgiveness is through somehow walking in that other person's shoes.
Do you think it's harder to forgive someone else, or is it harder to forgive yourself?
It probably is situational, and it probably depends on someone's personality.
What you harbor, what you think, how you think you've been done wrong. Geez, that seems like a long process. How do you begin that process?
Self-reflection is the first place, and self-honesty.
There's the hard one.
Many times we're not ready to forgive, and that's usually square one that you have to begin at. Maybe someone's been wronged in a very painful way. Maybe they have lost a loved one to a drunk driver, and they're facing maybe the judicial system where they have to come into contact with the person that wrongly took their loved one from them through the act of driving drunk.
Yeah, that would be really hard. It would take a long time, too. Well, there are people who forgive. They go to prison, and they actually forgive prisoners for doing something to one of their loved ones or something to their life.
Well, and you see accounts of deep forgiveness in the news media, cases like that. And if you've ever watched a family of a victim truly express genuine forgiveness to the predator or the aggressor, it's really quite a beautiful thing to watch. You can see how much a family that has been wronged is healed by their own ability to forgive. They're the ones who are actually given release.
Do you think it helps that they're in a family unit helping each other to forgive?
It can. It can also be a very difficult thing. If part of a family unit forgives and the other part does not, that can set up more conflict.
So therapy really helps to bring the whole family together and
sure it can.
Do therapy with the entire family.
When we do not forgive, that doesn't hurt the other person. That doesn't do anything to them. But what it does in our own bodies, in our own minds, the way it holds us hostage to the past is huge. There's another saying that I love. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future.
And it does make the present feel a little better, doesn't it? How do you know if you've truly forgiven? Are there signs within your psyche, signs in your emotions?
Sure, it's like a trap has been released. Your mind doesn't want to keep going back to the event. You're not held by bitterness. You don't have the tightness in your body.
Yeah, that feeling you get in your gut when you think about things from
the past.
Well,
and speaking of bodies, we know biologically what not forgiving does in our bodies. Our immune system drops. Our blood pressure goes up. Our risk of cancer, stroke, heart attack, all of those things go up for someone who is harboring resentment. Which resentment really is the opposite of forgiveness.
And I think we all feel wronged in our life.
Of course we do.
And there's all those little pockets hidden away.
Everyone has a right to feel wronged. No one has a perfect life. But we can always ask ourselves, do we want to be right or do we want to be happy?
I've always liked that saying.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some people who would rather be right and they'll die to be right.
Well, and right's a real island. You can be right. But at the end of the day, what are you going to have?
So what are the things that we get when we forgive?
Liberation, freedom, expansion. As that saying says, we may be letting go of the past, but we're getting the future. The future expands in front of us as soon as we're willing to forgive.
She is so exceptional. Better Living brought to you this week by Dr. Annette Childs, PhD, anxiety, depression, relationships, whatever you need. Our personal behavior problems, call Dr. Annette Childs, 853-4142, or online at AnnetteChilds.com. She is so wise. Love that woman. She's fantastic. Next week, we'll talk about something else that we all have a problem with. Now, speaking of better living, Steve, you've got a Relay for Life coming up in Incline Village. It's real important for cancer.
Yes, we do. We started this in 2001. I've been the MC for many years. It's July 30th through the 31st at the Incline Village High School. We need money to cure cancer, to help those that are suffering from cancer, to transport people. The American Cancer Society does a lot of great things. I wish I had the source, but if people go to steveossie.com, give us a call, we'll tell them how they can help.
Well, what does the American Cancer Society do for I want to say victims, but I don't want to use that word, for cancer patients? What can they do? I know they give them transportation. They can provide transportation.
Right.
What are some of the other things they can do for them?
A lot of people that are going through chemo, they provide wigs and other things like that.
Okay.
Support groups. Some of the money, so a good portion stays in the community, but a lot of it goes to research. They've funded several Nobel Prize winning researchers with money that they get. It's a good organization.
And they can also direct people to resources if they don't have money for all the tests and all the things they have to go through. Right?
Cancer.org is one of the first places I went when I was diagnosed with cancer to try to decide what therapy I wanted to take for my prostate cancer.
Well, you live in Incline Village. You probably had the money. A lot of people out there don't have it. Can they get some support from Cancer.org?
Well, they can too. But one of the first things you want to do if you get cancer is to find out treatment options, for example.
Yeah.
And it's a good resource center for that.
Okay.
And they have an office down here in Reno.
Awesome. That's fabulous.
So July 30th through the 31st and steveossie.com.
And is that a running or a walking? Run and walk? What is it? Just a...
You know,
what do they do?
Around the country, it's usually a 24-hour event where they get together in a festival activity environment. And because cancer is a 24-hour event, people walk the track all night, maybe in teams. And all night, they walk the track. Some member of their team walks the track. In Incline, it's a little bit cool, so we don't have as much activity overnight. But it will start Saturday morning and go to Sunday morning. And booze and other things as festival activities.
Booze.
Booze.
You'll need that in the middle of the night walking the track.
It doesn't seem so cool when you got booze.
And then one of the really cool events, too, is what they call the luminaria bags, where they put a candle inside of a bag and you write the name of a loved one who's suffered from, survived from cancer. And they line the track with maybe a couple of thousand of these candles and have a ceremony to honor those that have lost or those who are still fighting the battle.
Wow. It's a wonderful event and a wonderful organization. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, cancer.org is also another way.
Okay, we got it. We'll take our final break, and then we're going to get to the Laugh Lounge. We got Fox Klein coming in and also the Utility Players. We're going to do a little improv right here and have some fun on Fox News 1270. You're with Broadview.
Suffering from insomnia, Phil Hendry can ease the pain.
You comb your hair in a duck ass, and you're trying to tell me about raising kids.
1 to 4 overnights on Fox News Radio 1270.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at Renew MD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the Renew MD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO.